Hello, and welcome to this character creation tutorial for the Mud Altar Aeon. Let's get connected. At the first prompt, type in the word new to start a new character. The next prompt asks you which character class you want to play. Each class will begin with character attributes and skills or spells appropriate to the chosen class. However, you are under no obligation to level that class after you enter the game and can choose to level any class you want. Bear in mind that Altar Aeon is a multi-class mud, and you'll be able to experience a few different classes during the course of play. This next prompt inquires as to which gender you want your character to be, male or female. Gender doesn't affect your character's abilities in any way, so both genders play equally well. Next, you get to choose your name. The game auto-generates a list of phonetically sound sample names that you can choose from. If you'd like more name ideas, you can press return in order to see another dozen name suggestions. Your name must be at least 2 characters, but cannot be longer than 15. You cannot use a name that duplicates that of an existing player, and there are a few reserved words that cannot be used as names, like game commands and swear words. Once you have chosen a legal name, the game will ask you to confirm that it is the name that you want. If not, you will return to the previous prompt. If so, you will be asked what you want your password to be. The password must be at least 6 characters long. While you enter in a password, the game will display blanks in place of what you type in order to protect your privacy. For this reason, the game will ask you to retype your password after you've chosen one in order to verify that your character has the password that you desire. The next prompt asks for your email address. If you never share or forget your password, you shouldn't ever have a problem. However, in case something does happen, this will be used to verify your identity. Your email address will only be used for this purpose. Altar Aeon never sends unsolicited emails for any reason, and your email address will never be shared with anyone else. If you choose not to provide an email address, you can always enter it in later using the set email command. The game will then ask you about the means by which you discovered Altar Aeon. Depending on your answer, you may be further asked to share the name of the Mudlist, website, or news group where you heard of the game. Just enter in the number of the reason that best describes your source. I'm going to enter 0 because I already play the game, prompting this warning which explains that playing multiple characters at the same time is against the rules. This is the last prompt, asking where you would like your character to start out. You have your choice of the newbie quest or the mud school. Selecting number 3 will provide a more detailed explanation of the starting locations. The newbie quest is the best one for most new players. However, if you're particularly meticulous or want an in-depth introduction to Altar Aeon, then the mud school might be better suited for you. And with this last selection, you're in the game and ready to start playing. This concludes the character creation tutorial. Please visit the website for more information. And happy mudding!